We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious life as we honor a part of ourselves.
No, I'm very smart boy. Anyway, who would like to eat the skin, huh?
Vítam vás, supportive viewers. Vítam vás means welcome in Slovakian, a language spoken by about 5.6 million people. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, also a sweet canine from Afghanistan enjoys a family reunion in the United States. In education news, modern preschools are being built throughout Bahrain. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 22nd, acclaimed composer Claude Debussy was born in Saint-Germain-en-Laye, France in 1862. He is considered the founder of musical impressionism and one of the most influential French composers of the last three centuries. Inspired by great painters and poets, Claude Debussy's own style was highly original. Moonlight, Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, and The Sea are among his best-known works. May listeners continue to be enthralled by the enchanting musical offerings of Claude Debussy and other great composers for many generations to come.
Fly-in news. Heavy rains deluge U.S. states. Downpours in the normally arid Pitkin County of Colorado State on Thursday, August 19th, triggered multiple mudslides, one of which trapped two vehicles and forced the temporary closure of two highways. Meanwhile, in the neighboring state of Utah, severe unusual thunderstorms marked by intense rain, lightning, and winds caused flooding and power outages in the Salt Lake City Valley region. In hard-hit Draper, where a water main broke, 25 homes were flooded as streets became inundated, and a major regional road was closed in both directions when certain areas became submerged. Crews in both states were working to restore normal conditions as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, in the eastern USA, heavy rains that began on Wednesday morning quickly turned into flash floods in parts of Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi, the Carolinas, and Louisiana. In Tennessee, especially in Putnam and Overton counties and Nashville, some people required rescuing from the water as numerous houses were inundated, as well as roads. Bridges were washed out and a train was derailed, amongst other significant material damage. In central Mississippi, flash floods claimed one life, prompting the rescue of 15 people as multiple homes were damaged and roads submerged. The American Red Cross has set up shelters to assist residents in the most affected regions.
Our appreciation all rescue personnel, utility crews, and the Red Cross for working to lessen these calamities. We are saddened by the life lost and pray that such unusual weather extremities may soon subside through humanity's adoption of eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
After effects of Iceland's volcanic eruption monitored. Icelandic officials have announced a significant decrease in the seismic activity of the Eyjafjallajökull volcano over the past few weeks, although it has not yet been declared dormant. Having initially erupted April 14th for the first time in nearly two centuries, the volcano caused major disruptions to European air traffic and travellers, with German meteorologists finding recently that some of the volcanic ash particles were larger than scientists even thought possible. According to Iceland's Civil Protection Agency, the main danger is now mud flows, which can spill over to nearby roads as the ash mixes with heavy rain. The dark, heat-absorbing ash cover is also causing glaciers to melt more rapidly, triggering a hazardous rise in river water levels. A team at Iceland's meteorological office is monitoring the situation.
We thank the officials working to ensure public safety as we pray for people's continued protection and that our balanced ecosphere is restored as humanity strives for more earth-protecting measures in our everyday lives.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Israel and Palestine to engage in direct peace talks. On Friday, August 20th, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced that Israeli and Palestinian leaders have been invited to Washington, D.C. on September 1st to restart direct peace negotiations for the first time in 18 months. U.S. President Barack Obama will first meet separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, followed by their meeting together with Secretary Clinton on September 2nd. Also invited are Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan, and former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who currently serves as special envoy for the Quartet of Russia, the European Union, the United Nations, and the United States. Our respectful appreciation, all leaders and representatives, for your commitment to come together in peace, as we thank the United States for hosting this meaningful event. May these steps continue in bringing both parties toward a solution of harmonious coexistence for all the warm-hearted people of the Middle East.
Latin American Regional Summit concludes. On Friday, August 20th, the 16th Annual Sao Paulo Forum, with approval of the Buenos Aires Declaration, which came about as a result of working sessions conducted throughout the forum. with her country hosting the meeting for the first time, Argentine President Cristina Fernandez spoke of the need for a unified and peaceful Latin America, as some 600 representatives from the continent as well as Caribbean island countries came together to review such topics as environment and climate change, human rights, social movements, and arts and culture. The Buenos Aires Declaration was issued as a stated agreement of actions to be pursued in the coming year. We laud the unifying efforts of all participating nations of the 16th Sao Paulo Forum. May your work together continue to advance the noble goals of peoples throughout Latin America and the Caribbean.
On delightful experiences at Loving Hut Inn and Restaurant.
The opening of the Loving Hut in Lake Klopan was greeted with excitement by both local and national media, such as Klein Zeitung, the most widely distributed regional newspaper in the country, and Kronen Zeitung, Austria's largest daily newspaper.
In the article, My Holiday Tip for You, written for the Austrian news magazine Animal Welfare News, a canine guest named Flocky shares with readers about the enjoyable visit made with his human caregiver to the Loving Hut Inn.
Das Zimmer, das Frauchen mit mir bezogen hat, ist von schlichter Eleganz und hat einen wunderschönen Blick auf den türkisfarbenen See. Gottlob wird hier nirgendwo geraucht und auch Alkohol ist tabu. Die Speisen im Restaurant sind überwiegend aus biologischem Anbau und in einer schönen, freundlichen Atmosphäre serviert. Auf rein pflanzlicher Basis, sodass weder ein Tier leiden noch sterben musste. Da kann man wirklich mit gutem Gewissen genießen. Mein Frauchen und ich sind begeistert von diesem Angebot und sehen der Abreise mit wenig Begeisterung entgegen.
Daniel, another happy guest at the inn, wrote an online review at holidaycheck.at describing his memorable eating experience at the Lake Klopan Loving Hut restaurant, a branch of the fast-growing international vegan restaurant encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Giving it the highest rating of 6 suns, he said,
Das absolute Highlight hat eigentlich 7 Sonnen verdient. Wir haben wirklich selten so gut und noch dazu gesund gegessen. Auf der sehr umfangreichen Speisekarte ist alles zu finden. Alles sehr lecker, vegan. Serviert wird, wunderschön aufbereitet. Das Auge isst mit in einer neuen Gartenanlage zum Wohlfühlen. Direkt neben den Tischen befindet sich ein kleiner Kinderspielplatz mit Kletterturm, Rutsche, Sandkasten und Mini-Hollywood-Schaukeln. Ideal für uns mit einem Kleinkind. Alles war einwandfrei sauber. Uns hat es so gut gefallen, dass wir unseren geplanten Sardinienurlaub im Spätsommer storniert haben. Wir kommen lieber nochmal für eine Woche zum Schlemmen an den Klopeiner See.
In The Customer is King and Queen, published in Light Forum, a publication for spiritual topics, Elizabeth described the regal service she received at Loving Hut on Lake Klopan.
Gemütlich schlenderten wir vom Parkplatz runter an den See, fanden die Loving Hut. Was danach folgte, war einfach nur genial. Köstliches 6-Gänge-Menü, frisch gepresste Säfte und alkoholfreier Wein, serviert von super höflichen taiwanesischen Kellnerinnen. Der Manager des Abends hielt den ganzen Abend schützend die Hand über uns. Das Essen war gut und reichlich und rein pflanzlich. Ich könnte mir gut vorstellen, dass vor allem junge Menschen von so einer Loving Hut, die wie ein Fastfood-Lokal aufgezogen ist, angesprochen werden. Ein wenig möchte ich noch recherchieren, woraus die Speisen sind. Dann bekommt das Lokal die Löffel, denn die werden wir verleihen.
Many thanks, Flocky, Daniel, Elizabeth, Animal Welfare News, HolidayCheck.at, Light Forum, and all journalists and media for sharing the comforts and delights of the eco-friendly vegan lifestyle. We look forward to more and more people joining such a fulfilling trend, which also benefits the planet and all her inhabitants.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Community comes together to save dog's life. After going missing and being found injured, Blazer, the Border Collie of Washington, USA, was in need of a $3,000 amputation operation. However, his human family, the Rollers, had come upon challenging times, especially as mother Katie Roller had been in a serious auto accident the day Blazer disappeared. 10-year-old Daniel Roller thus went door to door to sell his video games, snowboard equipment and bike gear to raise money, and Mother Katie sold her wedding ring. But it was only when their story was published in the news with an appeal for Blazer's life that people from the community, including generous donors from other states, quickly raised the funds needed for the canine surgery. Blazer, who had already become endeared in the neighborhood after he was able to find a missing local child, is now successfully recovering after his operation. Our heartfelt thanks, local and extended community members, for your life-saving contributions and care for canine Blazer. We are gratefully reminded of what is possible through our joint efforts as we wish Blazer and his beloved family many more cherished times together. Touched to tears upon hearing of Blazer's situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $2,000 to help out in addition to gifts for the family, lots of hugs and kisses for Daniel and Blazer, as well as lots of vegan treats and food for the dog. She also wished to send a new wedding-style ring from her SM Jewelry Designs for Mother Katie. Expressing further concern for the family, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked to be updated about how they are doing.
Save Our Planet, Russia and Pakistan weather events linked to climate change. A statement from the World Climate Research Program, which is working together with the United Nations World Meteorological Association, or WMO, in observing atmospheric changes and their connection to weather events, noted that the recent drought and heat wave in Russia originated from the same pattern of atmospheric currents as the massive Pakistan rains. Joining these two disasters are other recent severe events, namely the rain-related landslides in China and the splitting of a vast iceberg in Greenland. All of these together form what the organizations say are an unprecedented sequence and magnitude of events that should be evaluated in unison rather than separately, especially as they represent effects of global warming and thus would be expected to occur more frequently if planetary temperatures continue to rise.
Scientists have also pointed out that the effects of these calamities are becoming increasingly severe. In the case of Russia alone, researchers at the nation's Academy of Sciences noted that the heat wave, as well as the polluted air from the forest fires, caused additional fatalities in Moscow to double to a total of 700 people per day, with nearly 6,000 who perished during the month of July compared to the previous year.
I have two toddlers. You wake up, the whole city is choking with smog, the kids are coughing, and you really want to get rid of the smog. But how?
Certainly, the emission of those combustion products and soots were of such a scale that air pollution was 8 times higher than acceptable. Moreover, we, Moscovites and many others, have lost our lungs as the trees around us that used to purify the air and to produce oxygen are now burnt down.
After 2 full months of record high heat and more than 27,700 wildfires, it appears that temperatures will be returning to normal summer ranges. However, with approximately 25% of the nation's grain crops destroyed, a resulting ban on exports could significantly reduce the country's income, as well as causing shortages for other countries.
We are seeing domestic prices rise. The first reason is the drought and the growing concern of market participants about the harvest. The second reason is a significant shift in the global market.
We are saddened by the suffering caused by these extreme conditions in Russia as well as in Pakistan and China. Our prayers for relief to all the nation's residents and long-term easing of these tragic events through lifestyle changes that help stabilize the planet's atmosphere.
As on many occasions, Supreme Master Chinghai spoke with concern during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand in cautioning the devastating effects of climate change.
If we look around, we can see the growing frequencies and strength of disasters everywhere. Flood events worldwide are now 3 times higher than in the 80s. In 2008, there were 40 Category 5 storms, the most ever recorded, including the Atlantic, India and Bangladesh, and in the Philippines. It takes just one Category 4 or 5 storm to destroy a major city. Just one. These are truly almost always the consequences of humans' violent actions. The number one action is meat-eating. We can stop the disasters, make them go away, for good, forever, if all of us switch to the organic vegan diet. Pray it be so.
Save Our Planet. Results from a comprehensive UK health study reveal the adverse effects of both hot and cold weather extremes, with a 1 degree Celsius drop in temperature resulting in 200 additional deaths per day, while heat waves are shown to lead to approximately 2,000 additional fatalities in one summer.
Save Our Planet. US Federal District Court Judge Jeffrey S. White overturns a previous ruling and holds future plantings of genetically modified beets for commercial purposes, saying that more research is needed to understand the scope of their environmental impact.
Warning news. Following the recall of what is now more than 500 million eggs, with potentially thousands of people across the USA sickened from salmonella contamination, the Humane Society of the United States calls on the egg industry to end the cruel and disease-spreading confinement of hens in crammed battery cages.
I'm Hippy the Zebra.
And I'm Bella. We eat only plants and greens. We're here with a tip on hair care.
Chlorine in swimming pools can have a drying out effect on your hair. As a protection, you can rinse your hair with non-chlorinated water first.
This will be absorbed by your hair, preventing pool water from soaking in.
Thank you for watching. And thanks for being veg and going green.
To save the planet. Now weather from around the world.
and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Belize. Our association members from Costa Rica and Formosa or Taiwan visited Belize to share important climate change information and build bridges of cultural friendship. Along with Global Talent Entrepreneur Innovation and Collaboration Association, Global TIC, an international group dedicated to promoting and facilitating youth innovation and business, our association members met with Ms. Alison Brome McKenzie. She is a representative from Youth for the Future in Belize, a national initiative to enhance the lives of young people.
Our main program is to empower Belizean youth. I would like to extend a hearty greeting to the Supreme Master TV from the government and people of Belize.
Our association members also met with His Excellency Mr. David C.K. Wu, the Ambassador of the Republic of China or Taiwan in Belize. He spoke of the people of Belize's earth-friendly efforts.
They are very concerned about environment. I think they are very concerned about the environment and the environment. They are very concerned about the 希望大家一起来爱地球.
His Excellency Mr. Wu hosted a dinner with the chairperson of Taiwan Indigenous Cultural Enterprise Development Association and Her Royal Highness Princess of Bunan Aboriginal Tribe of Formosa or Taiwan, Alice Takiwatan, who is our association member, led delightful singing and dancing activities. A meeting was held at the Sacred Heart Junior College, where our association members delivered SOS flyers and videos on the plant-based diet solution to global warming. Our appreciation, Ms. Alison Brome McKenzie, His Excellency Mr. David C.K. Wu, Sacred Heart Junior College, and all gentle Belizeans for your warm hospitality. May each global citizen adopt the vegan diet as the surest plant-saving measure.
In animal news, also, a canine from Afghanistan is reunited with her American caregiver. The 10-month-old tiger hound was adopted as a puppy by United States Sergeant Phil Berillion. Later, he and his wife, Mrs. Lena Berillion, arranged to transport also 9,000 miles to their home in Puyallup, Washington. The couple has started the Soldiers Animal Companions Fund to assist others in the same situation. www.sacfund.com. The fund will send donations to the United Kingdom-based charity Nowzad Dogs, which has already helped bring many adopted dogs and cats from Afghanistan. Upon arriving home, Sergeant Berillion expressed his delight at seeing Osso again, saying, "She's a family member." Our sincere thankfulness, Sergeant Phil Berillion, Mrs. Lena Berillion, and Nowzad Dogs for your dedication and care to our loyal canine friends. Beautiful Osso, wishing you and your loving family many treasured moments and years in each other's joyful company. Up next on Noteworthy News, Bahrain builds preschools especially for children without parents. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Stay tuned for more engaging news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for an uplifted world. And education news. Modern preschools being built throughout Bahrain will provide free education to orphans. His Majesty King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa of Bahrain donated $26.5 million to the nation's royal charity organization, RCO. Part of this contribution is being used for the construction of the kindergartens. RCO was established by His Majesty to assist in caring for widows and children without parents. Our respectful appreciation, Your Majesty King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, for your generosity and care for the young citizens of your nation. May bright and happy futures await each one of Allah's precious children.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Korean entitled Day Off.
Chul-su가 사무실 맞은편에 있는 사장실에 찾아갔습니다. 사장님, 저희 집에서 내일 대청소가 있는데요. 아내가 저보고 다락방과 차고에 있는 물건들을 나르고 청소해달라고 합니다. 사장님이 대답했습니다. 철수 씨, 우리도 인력이 부족합니다. 월차 휴가는 내줄 수 없어요. 그러자 철수가 말했습니다. 감사합니다, 사장님. 믿을 사람은 사장님뿐이라니까요.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Taste of Life in Tel Aviv, Israel, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
Their food is delicious. I go there several times every time I go to Israel. Lana from Finland.
amiable Lana, good to hear from you. The delicious vegan fare offered by Taste of Life looks to be served with much love. May we see many more such marvelous cruelty-free eateries around our globe. With divine blessings to you and your warm-hearted Finnish co-citizens.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say dovidenia, which means goodbye in Slovakian.
May your days be graced with peace and happiness.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia announces plans to increase medical research in an effort to eliminate various diseases, reduce healthcare expenses, and improve health among all citizens.
During a state visit to Armenia, Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev meets with Armenian President Serge Sargsyan and conveys his wish for further mutual development between the two friendly nations.
Singapore's President S.R. Nathan and Chinese President Hu Jintao meet and mutually commend their country's amicable ties as they agree to increase bilateral cooperation in different fields, including economic and human resource development.
Mixing modern-day reggae style and traditional rhythmic beats, rising musical stars like the six-man band Jar Doves of Rwanda are spreading messages of peace and harmony through their lyrics and songs.
Former Cuban President Fidel Castro meets with representatives from the Colombian for Peace movement as well as Colombian Senator Piedad Córdoba to discuss the peace process in the South American country.
In Afghanistan's Logar province, archaeologists discover a Buddhist site including a temple, stupas, beautiful rooms, statues and colorful frescoes decorated with gold and coins arising from times that may date back more than 2,000 years.
In cooperation with the Yemen Red Crescent Society, the International Committee of the Red Cross distributes wheat grain, rice, beans, oil, sugar and salt to nearly 2,000 war victims in northern Yemen's Kaiwan al-Hamra camp.
Libya sends 13 metric tons of flour as well as hundreds of tents, rescue kits and mats to Mauritania to assist residents affected by recent flooding.
10 medical specialists, 5 each from China and India, meet in Beijing, China, to exchange information and free medical services in the remote areas of both countries, beginning with a trip to Hebei province in China.
Israeli professor Yuval Gorin of Tel Aviv University's Department of Archaeology and Ancient Near Eastern Civilizations develops a new X-ray scanning technology that reveals the chemical composition of artifacts to help determine their exact origin.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.